Does the weather have you feeling like Elsa, who built her own ice palace in Frozen? We can't blame you, since the forecast is rated A for Arctic. But let it go. There's plenty to do regardless of the temperature. In fact, it's the perfect time for an ice festival.
Let it go, let it go. I am one with the wind and sky. Let it go, let it go. You'll never see me cry.
Dilworth Park is hosting one on Saturday from 3 to 7 p.m. The free event includes circus and skating performers, along with a princess skate-along and an ice-off between dueling ice sculptors. And the Marian Anderson Historical Society will perform on an ice piano. Keep in mind, weather may be a factor, so we'll have a link on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do, with all of the updates. You might find it cozier inside this weekend, and we can understand that. Center City Restaurant Week starts on Sunday and includes more than 90 restaurants, some of which likely have fireplaces. Three-course pre-fixed dinners are $45 to $60, and two-course lunches will be $20. There are also cocktail pairings with featured tequila and Maker's Mark. Tell us, is it old-fashioned to want an old-fashioned? We think not. So order it along with your meals, because, baby, it's cold outside. Center City Restaurant Week ends on Saturday, February 3rd. Another way to warm up is to dance. There's a salsa party going on at the Bach Building. Winter Salsa Night happens on Saturday in the West Gym. House DJs V Spice and Big George will spin the tunes, and Orquesta del Barrio will perform live.
La rumba me está llamando. Bongo, dile que ya voy.
Food and drinks are available for purchase, so bring your best moves and leave your winter boots at the door. But don't leave home without ID, because the party is 21 and over only. Things kick off at 8. Another way to beat the elements is inside a theater. Noted Philadelphia author, playwright, and educator Lorraine Carey debuts the world premiere of Lady Sitting at the Arden Theater. It's the fictionalized version of her real-life experience, caring for her fiercely independent 100-year-old grandmother in the last year of her life. Tony Award winner Trezana Beverly stars.
Silver gray hair, neatly combed in place. There were four generations of love on her face. She was so wise, no surprise, past her eyes. She'd seen it all.
Lady Sitting opens tonight and goes through February 25th. Music always makes you feel warm, and there are some amazing artists coming through our city through Sunday.
My respects to the grandmaster for the lines.
Such a pretty thing, how the melody abides.
But life is more than a love song. It's more than a fantasy.
The Black Pumas are at the Fillmore tonight with Diggable Planets.
I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that. I'm cool like that.
The show starts at 8. And on Sunday, the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra featuring Wynton Marsalis comes to town to pay homage to Max Roach during his centennial celebration. Their tribute to the legendary drummer starts at 5 p.m. at Verizon Hall. In 1945, Eugene Ormandy led the Philadelphia Orchestra recording of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue. It became a bestseller as the iconic composer died suddenly some years earlier. Now you can see the orchestra's Yannick Nezet-Séguin and the Marcus Roberts Trio play this enduring work in three performances tonight through Saturday. This performance of Things to Do has reached its finale. I'm Tanya Pendleton, and I'll be back next Thursday with your weekend options. If you want more details about what you've heard or information on other events, head to our website, whyy.org/things to do. Whatever you choose to do, have a great weekend, everyone. Stay warm out there.